This is KJZZ's Here and Now. I'm Steve Goldstein in Phoenix. The month of May starts tomorrow, and that means our extreme summer temperatures are very close. How hot is it going to be? How do those conditions affect our health? Beginning next month, a group including the National Weather Service, Arizona Department of Health Services, and Maricopa County Public Health will team up on a safety campaign focusing on all things heat. With me to talk about that effort are Jessica Nolte and Ken Waters, both of the National Weather Service's Phoenix office, and Matt Roach of the State Department of Health Services Climate and Health Program. He's the manager. Jessica, let me talk about this with you first. Talking about heat in the valley is a real common thing. We all do it, except for just a few months of the year. What's going to make this campaign different? What's going to stand out?
Well, this campaign brings together a lot of great resources, the safety messages from the Weather Service, the resource efforts from the different agencies and faith-based organizations to try and bring all this together to try and mitigate the impacts from heat for the public.
Now, HEAT is an acronym. Can you give us an idea of what it stands for?
Yeah, we picked a kind of a four-day theme based around the word heat. So H stands for hydrate, E stands for environment and weather, A stands for awareness, and T stands for take action.
Ken, I wonder, do people who have lived here a long time think they're somehow less vulnerable to this, and is that something the campaign has to focus on as well?
Yeah, absolutely, Steve. It's something we see all the time when we look at this, the statistics, where a lot of folks who succumb to the heat have actually been here for 30 or 40 years.
Matt, what are some of the things that people need to think about when they go into heat? And I want to talk about a vulnerable population first. Who are the people who are most susceptible? I mean, it could hit any of us, I suppose, if you're not prepared.
So all heat-related deaths are preventable, but and everyone is affected. Some of the vulnerable populations that we see are our older adults, young kids, and outdoor workers, and people who exercise outdoors. And there are also people with chronic medical conditions and taking prescription medications could alter their body's ability to react to being okay in the heat. So the next step is, like, what can you do about it? So we basically mentioned three main messages. Stay cool. So go out during the coolest parts of the day. Use air conditioning. Stay hydrated. So remember to drink water before, during, and after going outside. And stay informed. So listen to the news or radio. Know when those heat alerts are going out during the hot times.
As I mentioned, the multiple groups coming together on this. Jessica, what about folks who come here during the summer for vacation and think, wow, this is actually kind of fun? How do we get the message out to those folks?
Well, we're, at least for this heat campaign, at least the first part of May, there's going to be a big social media push from our office, from the National Weather Service social media accounts, as well as the other folks and agencies that are joining in on this. But then when we get into the heart of the heat season, where we have periods of excessive heat warnings that go into effect, we'll just continue to broadcast these safety messages along with the, you know, kind of alerting the public to those periods of extreme heat.
Now, this is perhaps a silly question, but do the three of you all practice what you're preaching here? Are you all conscious of this going forward?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Matt, I want to come back to you on this, because this idea of the extreme temperatures, how many people end up truly being affected by it? We hear about some of those mountain rescues and people get stuck. Maybe they didn't have enough water. But over the course of, I don't know if you have annual statistics, but over the course of a year in the valley, how many people are affected by this?
Definitely, I can talk on that. So on average, we see around 2,000 people go to the emergency room in Arizona from exposure to excessive natural heat. And on average, there are about 118 deaths a year. And a lot of these deaths we see are people between the ages of 20 and 54. And a large percentage of people we also see are dying indoors, and that's mostly our population over 65.
Wow, so people who perhaps can't afford air conditioning or decide they're not going to do that, is that something as well that comes up?
Yes, definitely.
Gosh, Ken, I'm wondering, does that frustrate you as a longtime meteorologist, this idea that you tell people it's going to be a certain condition outside and people decide, well, I can handle it?
Yeah, unfortunately, it's something we do have to deal with, not just with the heat, but with other hazards as well. You know, the best we can do is to keep banging the drum and getting the word out.
Well, and Jessica, how much banging of the drum needs to be done? And actually, starting in May sounds like a great idea as well. Once people get caught up in the 100 degrees for 60 straight days, I suppose they're harder to find.
Yeah, well, we typically, at least over the last 30 years, the last normal period, experience our first 100-degree day in the first part of May, and actually falls on May 2nd. We have yet to see that here at Phoenix, but we know once we start to get into May, school starts getting out, Memorial Day holiday, and we start getting into the summer, that's when we start to see those periods of heat.
Yeah, and I'm wondering, going forward, is there something, you mentioned the social media component, is there going to be some sort of interactive element to it where folks have questions for any of the various groups? Will there be some sort of fixed site or fixed email address or something like that?
Well, from the Weather Service perspective, we're going to be creating a website that will be housed under the National Weather Service Phoenix page that'll have kind of the daily messages, the themes, and then a large resources list where people can get more information. And certainly on the social media front, they can certainly interact with us. If we post something, they can ask a question of us to get more information. So it certainly is very interactive and something that they can partake in.
How did these groups come together, Ken?
It's a collaborative effort of a lot of agencies, and I'd also add in the City of Phoenix with their Heat Relief Network. It's a very active group looking at ways to deal with taking care of the public out there.
Matt, education is so important, but how much else needs to be there? I guess we were just talking about with DPS about distracted driving, and people need to know that it's out there. Are there a lot of people we feel like don't actually know what the message is, or they just don't acknowledge it? I guess that's one of the things that I wonder about, this concept that we can have the statistics, but a lot of people tend to say, well, that won't be me.
Well, one of the things that we try to drive home is being informed. So knowing when the weather is going to be hot, but also what are your resources? So one of the things that some people may not know about is that we have cooling centers available throughout the valley. And these cooling centers are places to get free water and air conditioning and just be out of that hot environment.
And Jessica, I want to get some final thoughts from you on this, especially this idea that this first campaign seems to be focused on the valley, which makes sense to those of us where it'll be extremely hot. Is this something that we hope is statewide, region-wide at some point?
Well, heat impacts all corners of the state. It might not be as hot in Tucson, but certainly out west in Yuma and along the Colorado River Valley, it certainly is an impact. So with this first initiative, with most of the partners being here in Phoenix, that's kind of where we're starting. But we certainly hope that it can grow and gain some more ground across the state so we can get more partners and more folks involved.
Jessica Nolte and Ken Waters of the National Weather Service, Matt Roach of the State Department of Health Services Climate and Health Program. Thanks to all of you. Appreciate the time.
Thank you.